What do we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
Roland's on a red eye coming back from the West Coast, and his plane hasn't landed. It's running late. So we have Dr. Thomas Elsey, the president of South Carolina State University, and the story yesterday was shocking. Dr. Elsey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Okay. All right. They want to close South Carolina State starting in July for a year or two till you get all your business in order. How much debt is the school in?
Well, Tom, we have long-term debt like any other institution because we've built facilities and we've built dormitories and other things like that. So we have about $65 million in debt. That's normal long-term debt.
Okay.
But let's talk about what they're proposing to do. Number one is that it's not practical. It would jeopardize the university's accreditation. It would put our students' future in jeopardy. Students would not be able to graduate. It would devalue the degree of South Carolina State. It's just not a practical approach to deal with the financial issues we're facing here at the university.
Would the state consider selling the school?
Well, that's not practical because what is it going to sell the school for and what is it going to sell the school to do? We have done an economic impact analysis, and this university has over $187 million impact on the region. It makes no sense to sell this school or to sell the property of this school. So while that is something that people may think might be a possibility, it makes no sense to do that either.
No?
Go ahead.
Okay. What's going to happen to the students?
Well, to be honest with you, Tom, while this has been put on the table, it was done by a subcommittee. And that subcommittee only consists of four members of the House. Of the state legislature. We don't believe this is going to go past that particular subcommittee. We believe that our efforts are going to stop it. We have been working very, very hard through our hashtag Kill the Bill SC State on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. Everybody has been responding and calling the legislature to stop it. And we don't believe it's going to go very far.
If the vote were to happen now, do you have enough votes in the state legislature to keep the school open?
Yes, we do. I think we do. And we're going to continue to work to make sure that happens. Because this school is much too valuable to the state, to the region, to the country, and to our students. And we don't want anything to interfere with their receiving a quality education.
If you close down for a year, you said your accreditation will be in jeopardy?
It will kill it.
It would kill your accreditation, right? Once you kill the accreditation, you've essentially killed the school.
That's right.
Because you can't anybody going to a non-accredited school cannot apply and get a student loan.
You can't apply and get student loans. You can't get a license. You cannot go to a transfer and go to a graduate school with your undergraduate degrees, and it devalues the degree that our alumni, our 30,000 alumni, now have.
And what percentage of your students are on student loans?
Over 80%, about 85% actually.
Okay, so that would essentially close the school.
Yes, it would. It's unfortunate that this kind of negative approach has been taken, while we are taking efforts to try to right size the university, working with the legislature. And receiving the support that we believe we should get from our alumni and from our friends, it's unfortunate that these few lawmakers chose to take this approach and try to tarnish the university, and we're fighting back.
We're talking to President Thomas Elsey of South Carolina State University, and one of the issues, that I read about is that the governor's office is saying that the SC State's leadership has been unable to provide straight answers on the condition of the school's finances for months, and that's unacceptable. So there seems to be a disconnect there in terms of you saying you're talking to them and they're saying they're not getting the right answers or getting the straight answers.
The governor's office has seen the audit and all the different reports that we have produced, and we've produced all the information and provided them with any and everything that they want. As a matter of fact, the basic operations of my administration has been total transparency. So they've been receiving information. They get everything they request, every information they need. They have looked us over through and through, and they know exactly where we are. We made a request for support from the state for over $13 million at this time last year, and at this point in time, we haven't received but a fraction of that amount.
Now, you're not the only HBCU that's facing these kinds of troubles in the country. Can you name some other schools that are facing the same kind of situation as you right now?
In terms of, here in the state of South Carolina, we're the only public HBCU. So we're the only university in South Carolina that's facing this situation where a legislature threatens to close it down based upon financial circumstances. We're aware that other universities like Elizabeth City, State would face the same situation in 2014. Other universities across the country have taken steps to sue their state to get more resources because of the disparity in funding, such as what happened in Maryland. But South Carolina is unique. As the only publicly funded HBCU, we're 119 years old. This university suffered major cutbacks from the state over the last several years, and we've had to raise tuition. And as you know, as other HBCUs, we've suffered as a result of the cutbacks in student loans and the eligibility for Parent PLUS loans. And a lot of our students are struggling even today because their families don't have the resources to be able to support them. So, you know, we're suffering the same kind of issues that many other HBCUs are.
At this point, President Elsie, what can we do? What can people do to help you in your fight to keep the doors open and to work with the legislature?
Well, we've asked our alumni and friends to continue to step up and support the university, to donate to the university by going to www.scsu.edu. We have an annual fund. We're working to improve our overall giving level for our annual fund. And we're looking forward to being the school of the month on your show. This July, South Carolina State will be the Tom Joyner School of the Month in July. And we have already launched our campaign here to gain as much support as we can and get as many dollars as we can to support our students. And we've asked our alumni and friends to call the South Carolina State legislators and let them know how important this institution is. And we cannot and should not be even talking about closing down.
Okay. Well, Dr. Elsie, I've said it before, but if there's ever any talk of selling the school, I'd like to put a group together to buy it. If that's ever an option on the table to sell the school, please call me.
Oh, well, we're not for sale, Tom. We're not for sale. We'll take your money, but we're not for sale.
I've heard that before.
All right.
Good luck to you and to all the good folks there at South Carolina State, sir.
Thank
Mars
you
Brown
much.
Told me the same thing.
All right.
We're not for sale.